Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, buddy, pal, and chum, John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend, buddy, pal, and chum, Glenn Tickle. And we, as always, are recreating the entirety of Wikipedia, one podcast and one page at a time, and keeping score, because if we win our prizes, we receive all of Wikipedia.
And we are. We're ahead right now.
Yeah.
We got a solid lead.
Yeah, two-page lead. It is 8-6-2, two ties. So we got to keep this momentum going, Glenn.
Yes. So let's dive right in. I know sometimes I post requests for suggestions of things from people, but today I have one. The suggestion comes from my five-year-old daughter, Amelia, who asked me, why is Sunday called Sunday? So I thought it would be fun if we do days of the week, where their names come from.
Days of the week. Well, how's that gonna be broken down on Wikipedia?
I believe if we just put in days of the week.
You think there's gonna be a days of the week?
I think there will be an entry explaining the names of the days of the week.
See, I would argue that there's probably one for every day. Right? Because like Thursday, right? Thor's day, and like the Vikings. And all of that kind of Nordic mythology.
A lot of
right?
it, I know a lot of it comes from Norse mythology.
Right.
But I didn't know why Sunday was called Sunday.
I don't know either. So let's just go down days of the week and the ones that we know. Thursday is the easiest
Thursday,
one.
Thursday, obviously. Thursday. Wednesday, weirdly enough, Odin's Day. Just because if you say it kind of fast.
Wednesday? Odin's Day? Wednesday? Odin's Day? Yeah, a little bit.
Like it just kind of runs together. Friday, Freeze Day? Freeze, is that a Norse?
Yeah, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
The famous Batman villain who we covered in the air conditioning episode, who turns diamonds into air conditioning.
Yeah, he squeezes diamonds.
And Freon comes out.
And then Freon comes out.
Yeah, Friday. So in America.
Frigg's Day? Maybe Frigg, not Freeze?
Maybe like Frida?
Kahlo?
Yeah, Freda Kahlo. No, like what's Odin's wife's name? Isn't it like Frida or something like that?
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't have done this one.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to disappoint your daughter.
I know. I do think there will be like one for names of the week.
These are the days of the week. All right, well, we'll try it. But I think there's definitely ones for individual days. I'm pretty confident in that.
Well, what if? If there is, and it's not just everything that ever happened on a Thursday, I think they're really slacking.
how do you draw the line on significance at that point, right?
Like anything.
Anything.
Anything that happened.
Interesting. Back to Friday though. So named after Mr. Freeze, he makes air conditioning through squeezing diamonds and making Freon.
He squeezes Freon out of diamonds.
Right, and that's why it's Friday. And in America, like Friday's the beginning of the weekend where we all kind of like cool out.
We chill.
And we chill.
Because we're squeezing them diamonds.
Mr. Freeze, yeah, see? It makes sense.
Saturday, Saturn.
Saturn, yep.
Saturn. Mm-hmm. Greek, Roman, one of them. I always get the Greek and Roman gods confused.
Yeah, and I don't feel guilty about it either because they have like such a long-lasting effect on the way that we live our lives. Like in modern society with things being named after them and
I
don't give a shit about it at all.
I don't feel bad about it because it's made up.
Right.
Like it's how sometimes I get DC and Marvel characters confused. I don't give a shit. Like I don't.
Which do you confuse the most?
I mean, definitely DC and Marvel characters come up in my life more than Greek and Roman gods.
No, I get that. No, which DC and Marvel characters do you confuse? Do you like forget which company owns which?
Like C-list, like the big ones, like I obviously know.
Like Speedball.
Like I don't know who Speedball is. So I'd basically just it's a coin flip at this point.
Right, so flip that coin.
DC.
No, Marvel.
Oh, all right. But I was just using it as like, you know, the comic companies would like build themselves as like the modern pantheon of mythology.
Sure. I mean, Marvel technically has Thor, but DC even had a Thor, right? Like they all did the same thing. All of their characters are basically the same and just
one of them will do a new character and then the other one will change it slightly and do the same character.
Yeah. They all have ones that like can set themselves on fire or ice or like just name the elements and they've got.
But wasn't it Greek was first and then Romans? Because Rome kind of came and took everything over.
Correct.
And like, didn't all they do was just like, oh, these are good. We're just going to use these ones. We're going to give them different names, but basically all the same stuff. Is that fine?
Yeah, they rebranded it.
That's basically all they did.
Right, right.
It wasn't like just a huge coincidence that there were so many similar characters.
Right.
In
Pantheon. It's not dissimilar to the Yum Brands episode that we did, right? We're like, I got pizza. Let's just, now we own Pizza Hut. We bought that pizza place. We're just going to make a Pizza Hut stuff.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Just like a combination KFC,
Taco Bell, but with gods.
But like a church or temple, I guess. For the time period.
Whatever.
You have to sacrifice stuffed crust pizza to Thor. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
That fool loves it. And you got to put it in backwards.
Days of the week.
What are other days? Sunday. Why is Sunday called Sunday?
I don't know.
Because of the sun? That seems a little on the nose.
No, I mean, like, okay, well, how... All right, so the calendar that we're working on now kind of revolves around kind of Catholicism, right?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, obviously I don't fucking know what I'm talking
Someday.
About. Psalm day? Like P-S-A-L-M.
Like S-O-M, the prefix for sleep-related things because it's a day of rest.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, is there anything to the fact that early astronomers figured out that, like, everything revolves around the sun and, like, this is, like, the start of the week or, you know, we wouldn't have life on Earth because if there was no sun, right? So... Is there anything to that?
I don't think so, because I think the day of the week came before that.
Right. Well, yeah, and also I think that might have been like heretical at that point, right? They probably wouldn't have named a day of the week after
science.
They're
like, oh, cool theory, Galileo.
Yeah.
And then they
give me your head real quick. Put your head on this table really quick.
Yeah, come to this cool trial we're going to have. It'll be fun for you, definitely.
Yeah, oh my God, everyone's going to be there. The whole town's going to be there, Galileo. Yeah. Huh. Sunday.
He's like, what day of the week is it? They're like, we don't know yet. We haven't thought of the name. The one before Monday? That one. Be there.
Like, I don't know. We'll just someday. Someday. Just be there. Did you say someday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Someday.
Like somnambulism?
Yeah. Interesting.
Because it's sleep.
This is a very specific question that Amelia posed to us, right? She was like, why is it called that? As opposed to just like, here's the page for Sunday. Because like, we could talk about like monster truck commercials. Sunday.
Yeah,
we could talk about so much, you know, like
we can talk about
American.
Pat Jansen's great joke where he does that.
Yep. We could definitely talk about that famous Pat Jansen joke that everyone
definitely
knows.
Pat Jansen is a delightful comedian currently residing in Los Angeles. You can see him weekly on Top Story Weekly. He does a good bit about radio announcers changing jobs and how like an NPR announcer would be reading the monster truck thing.
That'd be great.
And like a very chill, like Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll give you the whole seat. You'll only need the edge.
That's pretty good.
That's my Pat Jansen impression.
Yeah, it's pretty good Pat Jansen.
Love that Pat Jansen.
Right. We could talk about how like in America, it's all, you know, like it's all about the NFL. Like, tends to be very big, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take a knee during this portion of our podcast.
I kneel for every podcast. And if you don't like it, come at me. Because I don't care. That's stupid. Sunday meals are big, right? Like, traditionally a day of rest where the family gets together, right? Like, not, I don't know. The name part of this is really throwing it for me. She asked a very specific question.
Yeah, why is it called Sunday?
Honestly, because some dead people decided to call it that.
Yeah.
And like...
Well, we all have to agree. Otherwise, it's, you know, otherwise it's anarchy.
Right.
Like, you can't call it Sunday, and I just call it, like, Flurms Day.
Right. Like, at some point, someone was like,
we'd
yo,
never get this
let's
shit
call
scheduled.
This day Sunday. And everyone's like, yeah, it's great. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, Doug. That's fine. Doug named it Sunday.
Yeah. We've been kind of screwing him over for the last 6 days.
Yeah.
So it was his day. Even though it doesn't make any sense. What's Monday? Moon Day. Yeah.
I was going to say Monster Day. But a lot of monsters, mythologically speaking, are connected to the moon. We got werewolves.
Yeah.
We've got moon babies. We've got moon knight.
Hold on real quick. Moon baby?
So I couldn't think of another real moon monster, so I made one up real quick.
And then you went right to Moon Knight, the
Moon
Marvel
Knight,
Comics.
Marvel comic character. Moon Knight.
Which arguably like sort of a B minus C plus list character that you attributed to the right publisher. Yeah. So good job, bud.
I liked playing him in one of the Marvel video games.
Oh, I didn't realize they put him in a Marvel video game.
I forget. It was one of those team ones where like you run around. It's very like arcade style. You're just running around like
right.
smashing buttons to punch things.
Well, and Moon Knight is basically the Marvel version of Batman, but he's insane.
He is insane, and he also gets his powers from an Egyptian god.
Yep, Egyptian god. Yep, but he's basically Batman. He's rich and he has got money to throw at stuff. He's got his own car and plane and all that kind of shit. So he's a insane Batman.
Yeah. But I think I do think it is Moon Day because in French,
mm-hmm.
Monday is lundi.
Correct.
Lun being the prefix for lunar.
Right. Like, yeah. Like,
so that backs up Moon Day. That's when the moon babies come. That's when they get you.
Yeah. It sounds like a really bad, like, stripper promotion.
Moon babies?
Yeah. Like, hey, welcome to Platinum Plus. Moon babies.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? It wasn't that good of a bit, so I just shoved the mic into my mouth.
I was drinking my coffee, so I couldn't adjust your level.
That's okay. It was irresponsible of me, and honestly, you guys deserve better. So I'm sorry. We talked about Wednesdays, Odin days. Thursday is Thor's day. Friday is Mr. Freeze. What's Tuesday?
Two for Tuesday. That's where drinks are.
Taco Tuesday.
Buy one, get one free.
Taco Tuesday. So that goes back to the Aztecs.
Buy one, get one
free. Incas before Aztecs.
I don't know. You watched that taco episode of that show.
Well, yeah, everybody watch Ugly Delicious. It's great. You're going to learn and you're going to get hungry. It's awesome. But they didn't surprisingly cover that.
Gym Tuesday.
Why are you just naming comedians that you know? Like, that's not...
I did it last week, too. We were talking about Andy and Kirk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like recommending friends.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
Man, well, I got nothing for Tuesday.
You know, we have a lead right now. We're trying to extend that lead.
Yeah. Well, I know. We got definitely Wednesday and Thursday are right.
And Sunday. No, Monday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we got... If we get one more that we know is right,
right,
I think we can successfully call it a win. I think if we get the majority of these with no research, that's a victory.
Okay. So that takes us to Tuesday, takes us to Sunday, and it takes us to Friday, which is clearly not actually about Mr. Freeze.
Right. Should be.
Yeah.
Victor Freeze Day.
I wish I could remember her name, but I swear that Odin's wife is named like Frida or something like that, and that's what I'm gonna say Friday is.
Okay.
At least it's closer to actually.
It's named after Odin's wife. I would accept as.
Okay, great. So that's a real answer. So now we got to get plausible answers for Sunday and Tuesday. I think right. Whew.
There's a song that we learned in high school French class about the days of the week, and I don't remember all the days of the week, so I'm singing it in my head.
Well, why don't you sing it into the microphone?
Because I can't sing publicly.
Well, why don't you say it into the microphone then?
Because my French is very bad.
Okay.
It's about a little prince. Not the little prince.
A little prince.
Just
Parisians and the French in general love princes that love are diminutive.
Tiny princes.
They love that Spin Doctor song, Two Princes, but it's Two Petite Princes. Glenn Tickle's deep in thought right now. He's got two fingers propped up against Macready? His right temple. What's that?
Macready? Lundi, Macready, Vendredi?
No. No.
Which one's Macready?
I think you're thinking of Macromedia.
No. I'm sorry, Madame Zanetti.
She's definitely not listening to this podcast.
She might be listening. We're Facebook friends.
You never know. You took away the opportunity for me to narrate your like deep in thought position pose. Wow. That was great. Two fingers on the right temple, head cocked.
Yeah, I'm doing.
Looking looking slightly
full on Professor X,
slightly towards the top of the ceiling, headphones askew.
That's because the one doesn't work, so I only put the one over my ear. So I can, and if I have them both on, then I only hear it in there, and I don't hear you with my ears, and it feels weird.
Huh. Yeah, you are full on Professor X-ing right now. That is pretty good. Professor X is a Marvel character, Glenn. Don't know if you knew that. He's pretty A-list, but just in case, got to cover all those bases. Sunday and Tuesday, man, we're running out of time.
Yeah. Sunday, I think we got it just because of the stupid sun.
Yeah.
I think I might have been on to something with that Psalm Day thing, but I don't know for sure. Tuesday, what's another Norse buddy?
I have no idea. All I'm thinking of is Marvel Comics and that really terrible Michael Crichton adaptation movie, The 13th Warrior, which was basically Beowulf with Antonio Banderas.
Beowulf should have a day.
Yeah.
Grendel Day.
Grendel Day would be great. I was just thinking that. Although I feel like that should be Wednesday, really. Instead of Odin's Day, it should just be Grendel's Day. We can just call it Gren's Day. It's not even that much of a change.
Gilgamesh should get another day.
Okay. I don't feel as strongly about that.
I like Gilgamesh. Because it's him and his buddy just having adventures.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know this isn't Gilgamesh, but what's the name of the bad guy on the Smurfs?
Gargamel.
Gargamel, yeah.
I like Gargamel. I prefer Gilgamesh to Beowulf because there is like this level of like fun adventure of like Gilgamesh and his buddy Enkidu just like having a good time.
Well, why not, if we're going down like fun adventures, why not just have like a Don Quixote day?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun.
It's the day that we all get to do just stupid things.
Yeah. Tuesday.
Fuck, man.
I'm trying to like think of it in different weird... Like Tuesday, 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 Tuesday.
Oh man,
Tuesday,
Tuesday,
Tuesday. Do we just shank Tuesday and hope we didn't get?
I mean, just
one?
take your wildest stab at this point, right?
Because it's the second day of the week.
Second day of the American work week, sure. Yeah, that's clear though. All right.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday.
All right, I'm going to turn to Wikipedia
the number
right here
Tuesday
and try to figure out what page we actually
need to
reference.
I would say just type in days of the week.
I'm going to, but before we do, we got to thank our weekly Improvised Wikipedia podcast sponsor. This week, the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Tetris.
Yep. Do you like stacking things? Do you like simultaneously building a tower while also destroying it? Are you a madman? You'll love Tetris. Are you not good enough to play Dr. Mario? Try Tetris. Do you only do things with things made out of four blocks? Then you'll love Tetris. Do you love
Tchaikovsky?
Do you love that that's the best part of that game.
Yeah.
Do you love interesting looking Russian design backgrounds? Tetris. I think it might be out of Tetris Logan.
Yeah, it's fine.
Tetris is a fun game, but Dr. Mario is better because I'm better at it.
All right, Glenn. So good news. I found a Wikipedia page called Names of the Days of the Week.
Told you.
It does exist. Before we start here, got to make sure that we are not actually looking for Days of the Week. If you want the song by Stone Temple Pilots, we need to go to a different page.
If you want the song that they sing in preschool, go to probably a different page. If you want the one about Le Petit Prince, ask my high school French teacher, Madame Zanetti.
So before we get started again, another thing to bring up here, there is a warning that this article needs citations for verification.
Mm. So you might be disqualified out of the gate, Wikipedia.
It's possible.
We will handle all the facts without citations, young internet friend.
All right, well, here we go. The names of the days of the week in many languages are derived from the names of classical planets in Hellenistic astrology, which were in turn named after contemporary deities, a system introduced by the Roman Empire during late antiquity. In some other languages, the days are named after corresponding deities of regional culture, either beginning with Sunday or with Monday. In the International Standard, ISO 8601, Monday is treated as the first day of the week. Interesting. All right, days named after planets in the Greco-Roman tradition. Between the 1st and 3rd centuries, the Roman Empire gradually replaced the 8-day Roman nundial cycle with the 7-day week.
Get that nundial the fuck on.
I'm having nundial of it. Our earliest evidence of this new system is a Pompeian graffito referring to the 6th of February of the year 60 AD as Dies Solis, Sunday.
Because of the sun!
It does appear that. Another early witness is a reference to a lost treatise by Plutarch, written in about 100 AD. Oh,
Plutarch, y'all always out there losing stuff.
Which addresses the question of why are the days named after the planets reckoned in a different order from the actual order?
Because they know how far away they were, because they're very dumb.
So the days were named after the planets of Hellenistic astrology, in order Sun, Moon, Mars, which was Aries, Mercury or Hermes, Jupiter, Zeus, Venus, Aphrodite, and Saturn, Cronus. The 7-day week spread throughout the Roman Empire in the late antiquity. By the 4th century, it was in wide use throughout the empire, and it had also reached India and China. The Greek and Latin names are as follows. Sunday, named for the sun.
Yeah.
Yes! Point, John and Glenn. Monday was, in fact, named for the moon. Tuesday was named after Mars or Aries.
So not Jim Twos.
No. Wednesday, also not Odin. It was named after Hermes or Mercury.
Yeah, but if you look, it'll be on there.
Yeah, okay, we'll keep going. Thursday, named after Jupiter. Friday, named after Venus. Saturday, named after Saturn. So I didn't slow down fast enough.
Saturday, we said that.
Yeah, we did, yeah. So we had three. Correct. And I guess it all hinges on that Odin thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Romance languages. Except for modern Portuguese, the Romance languages preserved the Latin names, except for the names of Sunday, which was replaced by Dominicus, in other words, the Lord's Day, and Saturday, which was named for the Sabbath.
In French, is in Spanish, Sunday is Domingo?
Domingo. Yeah, you got it right. This is a great chart here. Actually, you know, this is a really very interesting page that has a lot of great charts in different languages.
This is so much longer than I thought it would be. Yeah. I thought it would literally be Monday, the moon, Thursday, Thor. Like, just
yeah, no, it's
simple.
Got the Greco-Roman tradition.
It is charts on charts on Wikipedia.
Romance languages, right. Celtic languages, adoptions from Romance languages, the Germanic tradition. I'm going to read this one because that's kind of what we were working off of.
Right. I think what we want is specifically because they're covering what it is in a lot of different languages, what it was a long time ago. We're looking modern day English names for days of the week.
All right. So the Germanic peoples adapted the system introduced by the Romans, substituting Germanic deities. Basically, every fucking culture was like, no, my gods.
Yeah. Nah, my dudes. Get my dudes in there.
So Sunday, the Old English meant the sun's day, so we're good there.
Still on it.
Monday, meaning moon's day.
Hell yeah, the moon.
Tuesday, meaning till's day, T-I-W, I don't know how to say that. Tyr, I believe is how it's pronounced. He was a one-handed god associated with single combat and pledges in Norse mythology.
Not probably featured in a Thor movie. Why I'm not familiar with your work.
Wednesday. Oh my goodness, Glenn, I've got great news for
what
you.
What is that news?
The Old English I'm not even going to try to pronounce
it. Do
it.
Come on, believe in yourself.
Okay.
You're doing real bad.
So it was meaning the day of the Germanic god Woden, who was also known as Odin among the North Germanic people. So there you go. Thursday, meaning about Thor, the god of thunder. So we were right there. Friday, meaning the day of the Anglo-Saxon goddess Frigge, who I'm just going to click through really quick to see if she was married to Odin.
Yeah, you smooch
Odin. Frigg, is a goddess.
I did say Frigg.
The wife of Odin. What up?
Yes. I said Frigg. You said wife of Odin. We win that one.
Yeah. All right. We high five too. Don't know if that audio came across. First time we've ever high fived on this this podcast.
We should do it more.
And Saturday named after
Saturn, which we nailed.
Yep, Saturn. Still.
So we're 7-7.
No, we
didn't get Tuesday. We were way off on Tuesday.
We didn't get Tuesday.
We really blew Tuesday.
Yeah, we biffed Tuesday. Horror.
Oh boy, did we?
Man, there's even some great stuff in the Indian and South Asian languages on this page.
This is a robust page.
Southeast languages.
The only one we got wrong was Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I guess, but we only covered the Germanic traditions. And this is a really robust page. Like, I don't think we can say that we won, but I could argue for a tie.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, what we set out to do was explain why the days of the week are the days of the week in English-speaking 2018.
Yeah, because your daughter, Amelia, right, is English-speaking and alive in 2018. So
this page covers a lot more than that,
mm-hmm,
but we were threading a tighter needle.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we did what we set out to do.
We did, but it
six
also,
out of seven times.
But it also did what it set out to do pretty aggressively. I think this is a tie.
I will settle for a tie.
I don't feel like we lost, but I also
right.
I mean,
I'll
that was
take
a
tie
good Wikipedia page.
Because since Tuesday was the only one we got wrong, I don't think we can say we lost this one.
No, I don't think there's any
I
way
will take
that we
a tie
it
with Wikipedia.
All right, so we're still two in the lead, which is not,
they really,
not bad.
They really did do a hell of a job on this page. There's lots of charts. You can learn about the days of the week at different time periods in different places in the world. In different languages. It's a very interesting page to look at.
Yeah.
We got to tie it up.
Yeah, tie it up. So that means we're still ahead, 8-6-3. Not bad. Not bad at all, Glenn Tickle.
Heck yeah.
So it's time to wrap this up. So we got to come up with a fake fact that if we were to edit this page, if we weren't lazy boys, we would try to pass off as real. Now, so this page is mostly charts. Right. There's not.
So we'd have to slip a fake chart in there, you think?
We don't have to. I'm actually thinking that because most people are going to go right to the charts, it might actually be easier to slip it into one of the small paragraphs.
Because they're only going to be looking at the charts.
I mean, you kind of skim
classic
to that part.
Misdirection.
Yeah.
And then the prestige. Which is the fake fact. Well, we really beefed Tuesday, so I think it should be something about Tuesday.
Yeah. What was our... Other than Jim Twos, what was our guest for Tuesday?
The second day of the week.
You know, I think we
like
can do
the number Tuesday.
Because if you remember in that like opening paragraph somewhere, it talked about the international standard of Monday being the start of the week. So mm-hmm. Tuesday actually would be the Tuesday.
Yeah, it would be the
so
number Tuesday.
So we could
Tuesday.
Fit that in pretty
yeah.
naturally.
Yeah. And then that if it's on Wikipedia, then it's true. So then we're right. So then we're 7-7.
And then what we do is we cite that, and it just links over to Jim Tooze's website.
Yeah.
Perfect. There we go. Shout out to Jim Tooze.
Yeah, and his podcast, Quitting Comedy, which is fun to listen to.
Awesome. Well, there you have it. We're ahead. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Remember to tell your mom and Glenn's mom about this podcast.
And
help
Jim
us out.
Mom.
And Jim Tooze's mom. Subscribe, rate, all that good stuff. Until we meet again, we love you.
Bye, everyone.